Good evening. Welcome to the 2024 CIAA postgame press conference. My name is Jaden Hall, your moderator for today. Joining us is head coach Jay Butler of Virginia Union University, along with players Taj Harding and Travis Vaughn. Before we open up for questions, we will have an opening statement from the head coach and the players.
First, just got to, tip your hat to Fayetteville State. They came out two very good defensive teams. And, they came out and made plays when they needed to down the stretch. And I thought, when we had got the lead in the second half, I thought we could have extended it a little more with a young team. And pretty much all year, it's been a kind of a roller coaster season for us. But the kids stuck with it. They fought all year. And some of the things that we, talked about throughout the year, it hurt us today. Our free throws and, taking care of the basketball, different things like that. But we starting two freshmen, and Taj, this is his first year, playing in that leader role. And I thought we did a great job of, getting to the semifinals, securing the number two seed, and getting that double bye. We got all underclassmen on the roster. We got no seniors. So I'm excited about, where the program's at. And these kids, they fought. They fought today. And we just failed, 2 points short. But, the season that we had, the opportunities that, playing places that these young men will remember for the rest of their life, And I just think today is just another learning experience that will only make us stronger moving forward.
First off, Fayetteville played a great game. They came out, played hard, experienced team. Feel like we could have did more to win the game. Feel like I could have stepped up more as a leader, did just a little bit more, but end of the day, it's a learning experience. Like you said, we got a young team. Everybody be back. So it's just we'll be back. That's all I can say. We'll be back.
Yeah, like Coach said, it was a good learning experience for all of us. We came out a little slow in the beginning on defense, but we all going to learn from it, and we're going to come back better next year.
We'll now open up the floor for questions. Please state your name and media affiliation.
Jared Hoffman, HBCUsports.com. Coach, just talk about how your players managed the flow of the game. This was a game of runs. They went on a run at the end of the second half. You guys went on a run to begin the second half. Just talk about how your team managed the flow of the game.
Well, I just think one thing, we challenged them in the locker room at halftime because I thought we wasn't playing Virginia Union basketball in the first half, but we played enough to stay in the game. And I challenged them in the locker room, we got to come out and play better defensively, and we got to find ways to score the ball. And I thought Taj came out and scored the ball early in the second half. We just try to stay connected, One thing about Virginia Union basketball, we're going to fight. We're going to fight to the end. So, we're going to defend and, we're going to get on the boards and rebound. But at the end of the day, you got to execute down the stretch. You want to play championship basketball. They made plays down the stretch, and we missed a few. So I just got to tip their hat off. They got a veteran team. They got guys, fifth and sixth year guys that been around for a while. Travis, he's a freshman. Taj, he's a junior. And this is really their first year getting extensive CIAA tournament, playing time. And we expect them to do a lot this year. But the opportunity, 2 points away from playing on Saturday for the championship, we just got to go back and learn from it and just get a little older.
Coach Chris Murray from Baltimore Times. You guys, as we said earlier, went on the run. What happened in that stretch when they went on the run? What went wrong in that situation for you guys?
A lot of it, throughout the year, we have moments where we can score the ball and then we get 2, 3, 4, 5 minutes where we struggled to score the ball. And a lot of it, you know, Taj was our primary scorer. And then some of the other guys just wasn't confident in scoring the ball consistently, could score the ball for us. So, you know, during that time, we kept saying, you know, hey, look, let's shot, see if we can push it up to 7 or 9. I thought if we could have got it to like a 9-point lead, I thought that would be enough because we're going to defend. And, you know, but when it stayed at 5 and they came down and, you know, hit a few shots, you know, it was kind of tough for us to kind of hold on. But, hey, opportunity at the end of the game, you know, you got to make plays. And they executed and they deserve to move on.
Stephen Gaither, HBCU Game Day. Coach, you know, last year you guys weren't able to get the championship, but you were able to get to the postseason. You know, you guys have been winning 20 games, you know, plus the last couple of years. Just speak to how tough, you know, that you get to this year, and obviously a new team and new players, but just how tough it is to stay, you know, at that high of a level in this league, you know, for a number of years. And then I have a follow-up question.
It's tough, you know, top to bottom in the CIAA. It's tough basketball. And, you know, it's tough winning games on the road, and, you know, you got to take care of your home court. And, you know, to have 8 freshmen and trying to teach, you know, the winning culture at Virginia Union on the fly, and these kids got to go out and play and got to play, you know, good minutes for us. You know, but I'm proud of them. You know, every day I wake up, I think about, you know, Travis as a freshman, and he started 20-plus games for us, and Joshua Kane, who started 20-plus game as a freshman. And, you know, just the growth in Taj, you know, this is his first year having to go into a leader role. And, you know, he had his ups and downs, but I thought, you know, he turned the corner with that. You know, and ended up averaging 18, 19 points a game for us, and, you know, securing the, you know, a lot of people didn't expect us to get the second seed and the double bye in the Northern Division. But these kids, you know, they bought in and they fought to the end. You know, and I, you know, I'm proud of them. I think, you know, hey, if the ball bounce, you know, make a few more free throws, playing on Saturday. And, you know, Lincoln, good basketball team, but, you know, we beat Lincoln this year. You know, we beat Fayetteville State twice this year. But at the end of the day, you know, it's tough beating teams 3 times in a row. So, you know, it's just a tough day today.
And then for both the players, you know, as Coach mentioned, you guys got a chance to play the CP3 NBA All-Star HBCU game. Just talk about those experiences and maybe what you guys will remember from this season as you look forward.
Well, yeah, it was a great experience being able to play on a big stage where all eyes on, you know, the lights is on, you can't hide, you know. It was really it was a good learning experience, and I hope we get experience something like that again.
It was a blessing. You know, a lot of guys don't get to do stuff like this. Nowhere in the country, Division I, Division II, Division III, a lot of people don't get that opportunity to, you know what I mean, play on TNT, ESPN, you know what I mean, for a Division II program, we play 5, 6, 7, 8 ESPN games. It's kind of unheard of. You don't really see that too often. So it's a blessing just to be able to showcase my talent, my team, everybody showcase their talents for us to go out there and really put this, you know what I mean, get our name out there. It's just can never have too much exposure, it's never no bad publicity. So it's a great opportunity for everybody, 1 through 15, the whole team, the coach, the staff, just for the university, really.
This concludes our press conference. If you have any more questions, please refer to the school sports information director. Thank you, gentlemen.